What up, what up, what up? Another week in the books. It's episode 259. We talking about the queen. Yes, Nikki dropped out of nowhere, so we breaking that down On Deck TV style. Also, On Deck TV is a part of Realville Media. Go to realvillemedia.com and check out all the shows on Realville Media.
Yeah, man, and by all the shows, you're referring to Full Sport Press Podcast. Shout out J-Hove, Big Jeff, and Howeezy over there. They're doing their top seven series NFL. You know the football season's about to kick off, so they introduce it properly. Also, Fresh for Dummies Podcast, me and the homie J-Hove, issue number 29 is up right now. All right, we talking Will Smith and Nike collab, J.R. Smith Supreme tattoo, and that Scorpion merch, man, amongst many other things. And of course, also, don't forget the Ladies Room Podcast. Shout out Anne-Marie, shout out Rizzo. They creeping on their 50th episode, man. Subscribe and stay tuned to whenever they drop, all right? But for now, let's get to this Nicki Minaj and this rap shit. Business is
another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan, aka Jaleel Okrafor.
You almost that was almost a fumble right there.
Nah, I stuck the landing. Shout out to my guy Chris G on Twitter, man. Chris is we got to stick together. Good looking on that. What you have on deck for the weekend?
Slow motion Billy Ocean is always out of the way. I went to go see Blind Spotting.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Very interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. I probably need another day to think about it. I might need to look at like a breakdown or a review or something.
Maybe that's a good thing, though.
Maybe.
Because if it was some slaw, you'd have been like, that shit garbage.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't no slaw.
Right.
I say that, but it was interesting. Yeah. It held my attention for an hour and 30 minutes.
I guess that's all they can ask for. Yeah, it was straight out. I saw it, too. It was cool. It was funnier than I thought it was going to be. I'll say that, though.
The white guy did a good job.
He was funny as hell.
Yeah, he played the hell out of that role. Big weekend for you Insecure people.
Insecure was funny as fuck, though.
Was it?
Yeah, that was good.
No backlash, no Lawrence.
No Lawrence Hive. That's some slaw. But it was still good, though. Man, I seen a bunch of shit this weekend. I saw Equalizer 2.
Camped out at the movies, didn't you?
I did, man. Got to milk that movie pass before they go bankrupt.
It's too late.
God,
they already out of business.
Equalizer 2 was hard, and Black Klansman was pretty interesting, too.
Really? Interesting like Blind Spotting or what?
Exactly.
Same thing?
Interesting like it's a Spike Lee movie, and I'm indifferent about his style and shit.
The one thing I will say about Blind Spotting is it could have been more dialogue as opposed to imagery. They tried to, like, mail it home on some of those scenes with just imagery, and you were sitting there like, what's going on?
Yeah, they're in Oakland, man. We got it very early in the movie.
Very Oakland based. Oakland centric. We know where you at.
Shout out to Oakland, though.
Good movie, though.
All right, man, let's get to this rap shit, man.
Let's go.
Everybody saw my guy Kanye West on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, were they starting it?
Oh yeah. Well, they talked about a number of topics, including Kanye's favorite porn searches, which wasn't awkward at all.
No.
And of course, Trump came up in the conversation too. And the late night host questioned Kanye's support, and we got an interesting answer. Let's hear it.
I mean, you so famously and so powerfully said George Bush doesn't care about black people. It makes me wonder what makes you think that Donald Trump does, or any people at all. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back and Kanye West.
All right, and by interesting answer, I mean crickets.
Answer.
People on Twitter were looking for answers. Kanye took to Twitter to explain his silence, and Oakland MCG Easy tweeted back saying, "The floor is yours, still waiting on that answer." Fair or foul for G Easy to question you?
Yeah, I feel like G-Eazy can question him just because Ye put it out there when he was at TMZ. When he rolled the door open for people to attack him for supporting Trump. So he should at least be able to stand on what he said. Now, I didn't expect some breakthrough answer on Jimmy Kimmel. That format isn't one where you can have open debate or anything like that. So maybe he didn't want to get into it. Maybe he didn't know Jimmy Kimmel was going to ask him the question, whatever it may be. I just don't think this is interesting anymore, Kanye West supporting Donald Trump. That whole thing is past. You did it to get your album out. Like, I really don't care who he supports now. I'm off. Yay.
I'll say this is super fair for him to ask, because shit, everybody was asking. You gonna answer the question? But like you said, this format is a little different from what we're now used to. We're used to podcasts, unedited. We're used to Breakfast Clubs being an hour and 40 minutes long.
Even his interview with Charlamagne, you get straight to the points and you get time to think stuff out and hash. Like, late night formats, that ain't the place for that. So it was kind of rough for Kimmel to ask him that. But I also...
Not true, though. The question wasn't that complicated, honestly.
I mean,
he wasn't expecting that.
You say this yourself, though. It's Kanye West. He don't... Off the dome, he don't know what he gonna say. So especially with something like that, if he wasn't prepped beforehand, which I don't know if Jimmy Kimmel gave me a question or asked him, like,
probably not.
Yeah, so it's a rough spot to be in.
I mean, he did this on Breakfast Club. I can't remember what Charlamagne asked him, but he did the 4 second when he asked silence.
Why didn't he fund his own stuff instead of asking people for money?
Okay, mm-hmm. And he did the silence. And again, on Breakfast Club, you can do that.
Yeah.
Now on late night TV, they got bills to pay.
We're and up commercials. A break.
Oh, we're going to break because they're in his ear telling him go to break. But I do think Jimmy should have doubled down when he came back though from break instead of talking about Pornhub.
To be honest, funny. I think that was Jimmy Kimmel trying to get off and trying to up Kanye. Like, Jimmy Kimmel is very passionate about this subject.
Anti-Trump shit.
Yeah, he very passionate about it. He had some situation that happened with him where it affected him directly. So I think that he knew, hey, I'm up against a break. Let me throw this question out here and make him look ridiculous for saying this ridiculous stuff. Jimmy Kimmel good like that.
No, it worked. And a lot of people held on to that clip and may not have watched the whole thing. But I would like for him to have addressed that, though. And he took to Twitter and said, I needed time. He asked me a question. I needed time to ponder. That pondering got cut off, went to commercial break, and we got back to commercial break. It was never addressed again. So, which is...
Man, see, you can't do that, though.
No, that's fine, but answer the question. After that tweet, right, after you hit send on that one, your next tweet should be a paragraph or two about the answer. That's all right.
I give you that. If not, just don't tweet that. Leave it alone. Leave it at Jimmy Kimmel. Like, I don't need you to come to Twitter with these vague crypto, well, he didn't, like, nah, quit giving me the excuses. And like I said, Kanye West spewed his shit out, and he can't ever back it up. So, like, who wants to hear it now?
Everybody wants to hear.
Stay behind the boards, bro.
Everybody wants to
hear. He got
a
free lifetime membership to Pornhub behind this, though. Can't complain about that.
Nah, that's respectable. That was a good PR move by Pornhub, as if we already didn't know about them.
Man, they probably went up. They little streams and shit went through the roof for a night, especially that black channel. Streams went through the roof.
That's a fact. All right, man. Speaking of streams, man, Quavo, your man, the head honcho over there at Migos, he dropped 3 solo projects, man. We got teased about these solo joints the night before on Thursday night when LeBron's IG stories went up.
The new marketing man.
Yeah, exactly. The new A&R LeBron played new solo Quavo joints. People was like, oh, shit, Quavo finna drop a solo? The fuck? Well, kind of, sort of. Friday morning, we got 3 songs, Lamb Talk, Bubblegum, and Working Me. They came out to mixed reviews. After hearing these joints, where's your anticipation level for Quavo solo?
Quavo had to go back to the lab. He lost the little sauce that he had when Amigos was first popping, and I don't know if it's because he too rock starish now.
Let's not be disrespectful to Amigos.
But when he first started off, it was still a little trap in him and still a little rock star weirdness in him. And that was more compelling to people. Now I think he all the way over the edge on the rock star stuff with the Lamb Talk. Like, I don't really know if these are going to hit. I would rather just hear some old Migos music. Like, if this were Quavo going to roll out. Because, I mean, like, the expectation from how he be lacing the hooks and lacing everybody else shit is that he going to come through and body the solo joint. So I think it just took too long for him to come out with these solo. He should have did it when he was scorching hot. Now people are looking for more Migos music. People wonder what is going to happen with Offset. So I don't think they're looking for the solo Quavo. He kind of missed that little wave.
I think in terms of the songs, I thought Lamb Talking, Bubblegum, they were okay. The third joint was just trash. But I don't think he works in a solo format. Like, I think Quavo solo exposes his weaknesses a little too much. Yeah. It's kind of like okay, so football about to start. And you know when your secondary really ain't that good, but your D-line is crazy.
Right.
you can make your secondary look better than what they are. But when you dolo on that island, though, you're going to get cooked. See Joe Hayden. So it's like that's where he works better in a group format because they mask each other's shortcomings.
And that's where his creativity flows. Like, you can hear that he just come in there and freestyle some of this shit and just come out fire. Like, him rapping behind all the shit, coming with the little ad-libs.
It works. Yeah, as a team.
That's his strong point. Exactly. You're right. They like the Warriors.
So it's not surprising that these joints didn't hit like I thought they would, because I didn't like the shit with him and Travis Scott. They project was some slaw. And Quavo, Honcho, whatever the fuck it was called. Honcho Jack. That shit was garbage.
I didn't even listen to that.
So now my anticipation level is low. And as a matter of fact, I don't want a solo Quavo. I take that Culture 3, though. You can give me that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm ready for the Migos. I don't really know if I need that.
And that plus, Quavo Dolo. Do you think maybe QC needs to pull back on the Quavo features? Maybe they're milking them a little too much. Being that they dropped the QC album that had like 30 songs on it, and Quavo's on everybody's project. He on that YG. He's on that Travis Scott. Everything that comes out, it seems like they're on. Maybe they need to hold the reins back and not do what Wayne did and when he did 99 songs.
I think that's coming, and maybe they did that because in anticipation of the Drake and the Three Amigos tour that's finally starting after a long delay. Maybe QC knew that they about to be on the road for at least 3 months, so you ain't gonna have that much music. And in the time that we are in now, people want to hear from you often, so hopefully they thinking that people gonna recycle, hopefully, back on that old Quavo stuff, because there's a lot of it out there, like you said. Man. So I think it was a good move at that time because they know what they had coming up with the tour.
It don't, I mean, Quavo, don't do the solo, bro. Don't expose yourself, dude. It's gonna be like when MJG dropped his solo.
You ain't ready for the Quavo City Girls joint project?
Oh God, no. Fuck no. I really don't want to. I'm still debating if I'm finna go to that show.
What?
The Drake and Migos. I'm debating, because I ain't gonna lie, the pictures online damn near selling me. Those might have sold me. The stage looks amazing.
You getting floor seats? You sitting down there with the kids and shit?
Nah, fuck no. Too washed for that. But this don't even look like the type of show that'll look good from the floor. This look like you need like 100, maybe 200 level. You gotta see it from a bird's eye view. Yeah. But the stages should look dope, though.
I ain't get to see those clips. I ain't never been to a Drake show, though. I may check that out.
I went to Drake the Future. It was good. But this one looked all the way lit up. So I might fuck with that. I was going to chill, but you need to go, though.
I may check that out.
Next up, man, J. Cole.
The GOAT.
Stop.
Let's go.
He released a song / video.
You ain't got to dress no more.
No, stop.
Just rap.
He dropped a song / video out of the blue last week called Album of the Year, where he spits over Nas's Uchi Wally instrumental. He also announced the off-season mixtape coming soon, and that all roads lead to The Fall Off, which people were rumored. They're saying that The Fall Off is his next album. How was the freestyle, and do we need a Cole mixtape?
Yes and yes. And yes, yes and yes. For whatever else.
How was
J.
the
Cole.
Freestyle? Yes.
Yes, yes. It's a J. Cole. Now, to steal somebody else's hot take, even when J. Cole doing a Jack Beat freestyle, he picks Uchi Wally. I don't want to hear J. Cole rap over Uchi Wally, but he murdered it. Yes, he did, and we need more J. Cole. I think this is a perfect time for him to apply more pressure to the game and people to start respecting what he does a little bit more. They're going to quit calling it sleep music if he continuously come out with shit. Like, he just came out with the last album, The Kill All Whatever,
K.O.D.
or Kids on
We call
Drugs.
It K.O.D. for short.
Yeah, whichever one you want to call it. With that being said, I think, like I said, when that album came out, I liked J. Cole to apply pressure, and having his mixtape come out so close to the album, which he doesn't usually do, is perfect. It's perfect for people not to forget how cold that he is. So, yes. Yes to the album, and the freestyle was dope. What you got?
The freestyle was cool. The Uchi Wally beat is some slaw.
Leave it to J. Cole.
A day or two before he dropped this, Cole tweeted out to send instrumentals because he was going in. And he had an email on there. And I got excited because I was hoping that Kanye would see this email and send him 7. I was hoping that maybe Ninth Wonder would see this. I was hoping Justice League would see this. Or just anybody on SoundCloud that got some heat. Because maybe Cole finally, he's been reading the criticisms about his production. Maybe he listened to On Deck's review. And we said, bro, you need to outsource them beats because they not hitting. Huh. Then I heard this freestyle. I didn't know that that tweet meant send forgettable early 2000 single beats, dude.
Maybe those are the ones he's going to use on the mixtapes coming.
But we don't. This are you talking about the ones that to send?
Yeah. This
what is just the, what was the purpose of this then?
This is an appetizer to let you know he worked.
No, I'm leaving the restaurant if this is the appetizer, no, dude.
You eating this up. You're like, all right, where the rest of the food at? J. Cole was murdering this.
No, he was ripping it.
Right.
But the beat, how can you not pick Jack beats, dude? It's That's J. the Cole. Easiest shit to do in the world, bro. Do you know how much heat has came? We got 30 years of heat, bro.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's J. Cole, though. Like, you never are going to hear. It's going to be like Nas his whole career. People are going to be like, man, only if he had better beats. I don't think that he feels like that's a necessary requirement to his music, but it is.
He has to, because he put that tweet out. He has to be seeing what people are saying. You can't be oblivious to this shit. Your whole you and your
think,
team.
Yeah,
can't
he just
be
don't think y'all are right though, because y'all still fucking with his music. Every time he come out, he does numbers. So like, regardless of what people saying, people listen to J. Cole and they like it.
I would listen if he okay, if he would just give us one.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a mixtape, and it could be Jack beats. It could be like a Gangsta Grillz. Like, I'm not tripping at all. It could be a Gangsta Grillz. Take it back to. It could be a mix of joints. Take it back to his throwback shit. The warm up shit like that, and that shit could be fire, man. Pick some hard ass Mobb Deep beat. Pick some hard ass New York shit. Some clip shit. Whatever you're into, J. Cole. Just don't pick Nas single beats, though.
You know what I would.
Don't
like.
Do that.
I would like for him to go back to his classmate that he came in with.
Who Crit, that? Okay. Crit,
and them do a project together. But I don't want Crit rapping. I want J. Cole rapping and Crit doing all the beats. I feel like that'll be some fly, dope shit.
That might
that'll be dope.
That might work. I'm
even though Crit can rap, I wasn't saying that like he can't rap. I would just like to hear him production on some like Crit was here type style with J. Cole. Let's go. Let's go.
J. Cole rap better than Crit?
Yeah. Was not far.
Okay.
He ain't like blowing him out the water, because Crit can rap his ass off, but right. J. Cole a little bit better.
I said this for G Herbo, and I'm making the same offer to Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Please let me A&R a studio session or two. Please. I'll have Cole right, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I take it back to the warm up days, get in some classic, hard ass up north East Coast beats, because that's what he likes. And we're not getting on Uchiwali. Please don't get on You Owe Me. And like, please stop that immediately.
You Owe Me.
This would have got hit in the recycle bin, slam dunked. That shit garbage, bro.
You don't think somebody, do you think someone told him, like, nah, this ain't it, bro? He was like, nah, this it.
They can't. They're at the point where it's worked. Like, he tried the Versace shirt. And let me get Jay on the song on all of my shit. He tried that, which is probably what people told him to do. And you can argue it didn't work. He finally does his own shit. Fuck this. I'm going back to my old crib in North Carolina. I'm fuck the clothes. Fuck my hair. I'm wearing the same Jordans and sweatpants everywhere. And that has worked. So now you can't tell him shit. So even if somebody is near him like, bro, that Uchiwali beat ain't it. He's like, nah, this what got me eating right now, so I'm going to go ahead. I'm just going to roll with what I do. And that's a curse that's hit a shitload of people, dude. And you can't tell them shit.
Maybe that's the fall off.
Man, he might be predicting his fall off.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I know people that I was rapping with my partner that was like, bro, I can't listen to this.
He can't listen to what? Him on Uchiwali?
Yes. He's like, bro, I can't listen to this shit, bro.
It's boring. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a J. Cole fan. I listened to it twice. I don't have it in rotation. Like, I ain't riding, banging it. I ain't doing that at all.
I listened to it twice.
Yeah, I listened to it twice, too. I was out of there. Fuck with J. Cole.
Next up, man. Oh, my God. NBA Youngboy and Maury Povich. All right, it's an interesting combo.
Was he on there?
It still come on.
That's my question.
Maury has been quietly sticking his head into hip-hop convos via Twitter lately. Previously with Cardi B's air quote relationship drama and Drake's whole secret child situation. But most recently, NBA Youngboy, someone had tweeted out that he was having his fifth child by his fourth baby mama. Maury retweeted the post and said, "I'm here if you need my help." Now, Youngboy did correct the tweeter, saying this is actually my fourth child, not my fifth, but he didn't respond to Maury's comments. Are Maury's jokes cool or corny?
It's cool if you're Maury. Like you said, I don't even know if it still comes on no more. And the fact that he's still relevant from those old shows doing the paternity test, like, that's good for him. Obviously, he's hired a new PR team or a new marketing team that's getting his name back in there with the youngsters to be trolling the people that he does. So I don't have a problem with it. I don't think nobody's going to respond to it unless they got time to be petty. Like, he going to pick the right one day. And they gonna get more of that whole thing he been looking for. But I just think right now, it's cool. I'm not objective of it. Maury can have a little fun. I mean, the whole show is like for the culture anyway.
Is it?
Not for the culture in a good way. But yeah, it's like Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, first of all, like I said earlier, who knew that Maury still came on? It's really slick impossible. Like, what channel, what time does that come on? There's no way on earth that people still watch Maury. That's number one. Number two, okay, it's funny for Maury. It's funny.
Yeah. Brand new social media team over there. They trying to pump it.
Clearly, and that's what you do. You ride waves of other people that are more popular than you in areas in which you're not prevalent anymore. Fast food Twitters, their Twitter pages do that shit. Mm-hmm. We just talked about J. Cole. Remember the hotel had tweeted the J. Cole album, but if he put you to sleep, you could stay here. Funny. So that's what you do, and that's smart by his team. Now, what's interesting is that young boy has 4 kids and he's 18 years old. Mm. I couldn't imagine being 18 with 4 kids, dude.
And
I can't fathom that, bro.
The last one is with the girl that he ain't with no more. He with a new girl.
Yeah, this one is with his ex.
The one he used to do all this shit on Instagram with.
Yeah, and I think they got some legal shit going on, too. Yeah,
an assault charge. He allegedly beat her up. Yeah. Something happened between that. But did you see him with his new girlfriend? Did you see that show?
I thought that was like a music video, though. Where she got the shit covering her eyes and stuff. I thought that was a music video.
Yeah, but I don't know what that was.
I don't know what he got going on.
Weird. Yeah, it was weird.
How much long before NBA YoungBoy is out? We're not.
He talented, though.
I know.
He going to be like Kevin Gates. He going to be like Bootsy. Like, they're Louisiana, it's some talented people that come out of Louisiana and their Baton Rouge whole slang and swang. It's always going to be popping for. He's going to have his little niche fan base for a while, just like Boosie. So even if he never gets to a point where he's a little baby or something like that, he's always going to be relevant.
4 kids at 18, guys.
Don't have to be relevant at 4 kids at 18.
Jesus. I can't do it.
I have a vasectomy right now. Never again.
For my 19th birthday. Jeez. Getting that clipped and snipped.
We out of there.
Alright, man, song break time. Brand new artist signed to TDE last week. Reason. Alright, so you know if they signed to TDE, man, they better be nice with it. He dropped a new song. It's called The Soul. Let's check it out.
Look, patience, new beginners coming. Niggas been had drive, had to get the engine running. You either die chasing dreams or you gon' live for nothing. Shit, nigga, I get murdered before I not make it. Niggas told me spots taken. Nigga, it's reason, word to Liam Neeson. If it's taken once, it could get taken twice. Don't ever think they love you, that's some great advice. So if you ain't used to pay attention, gotta pay the price. Shit, just a year ago, nigga, I was hating life. 8 to 5 working for massa, I slaved through it. Nights crying to pee like I hate music. Now my shows sell out like Ray Lewis. Who is Reason, nigga? Nigga, I'm the thin line. Humble nigga that think he big time. A walking contradiction, but admit mine. Outspoken but hard, but my feelings inside. To the beat playing, all the pain come out. Let's speak about what this game about. I gave it all to make it, I'm not leaving. Do it for the streets, my nigga. The block bleeding, better off swallowing knives than to try to stop Reason. Ain't a killer, but don't push me. I'm mellow with the hoodie, Mike Jackson with the boogie. Kobe Bryant as a rookie, but I kinda like this shit. So if a protest me, I'ma strike his shit. Delamo's very own. Jordan's in the closet, shit, that's where we bury bones. Soul ain't needed help for years, carried on his own. And still crossing in the house. Put on for my city, ain't no competition. We just got strong in the city, ride for my city. A couple homies died and I cried for my city, wishing they was here to see it. Never asked Soul for help cause I didn't need it. Want them to be proud and still respect them as the leader. So I paid my own way, made my own decisions. Keem asked if I was signed with Top and I felt indifferent. Not that I'm not grateful, just got my apprehension shit. Nigga, what apprehensions you got came from the bottom. So of course I'm apprehensive of Top, grew up with Crips. Of course I'm apprehensive of Rock, feel I'm the greatest. Of course I'm apprehensive of Dot, been often hated. Ain't a square but come from the block. Look, my family sell dope, cousin call some bodies. Now I sell crack music on some records, call some homies. Got signs, still broke, got high, still low. Longest reason, still spitting, nigga, still got hope. Reason, do this for the soul of it. Ain't scared of laying in dirt, nigga, we rose from it. The game's mine, it's not yours, like nose running. swag dripping like water, so it's ironic how these hoes run into a nigga. Nigga, it's crazy how these hoes used to do a nigga. Couldn't get attention if I paid for it, but I'm that nigga now. Used to run around chasing bitches, now I'm giving bitches the run around, script flipping. Don't compare me to niggas, this a big difference. I do this shit for the scholars and for the crip niggas. With their weapons raised, knew I would be the second coming in the second grade. Reason hustle with it, I don't do much talking, more of a demonstrator. Music turned a meeting with Tot into a see you later. Later turned that see you later to a welcome home. Won't take my foot off the gas until I'm dead and gone. Musa said patience, new beginners coming. Niggas been had drive, Tot got the engine running. Either stand for something or you gon' live for nothing. Shit, I'ma live for something. Can't get a shit up, I was cursed with a dream. Ain't nothing sweet about me, I ain't candy. But watch this star burst on the scene. I was given a blessing. It's a slap in God's face if I ain't a living legend. My family needs the blessings. Pop still working. Auntie on the block. Mama in the hood. Fine still locked. Still ain't finished, so I owe something. Reason do it for the soul of it. There you have it. There you have it. There you have it.
Man, that was Reason, the Soul, newest TDE member. How you feel about him?
Reason coming through. I like it. He keeping up his momentum off that Black Panther soundtrack. Wait, a Cali kid?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sound like a Cali kid. Carson, I believe.
He said he sold out like Ray Lewis. I hear you, my nigga. It's
Ray
real.
Lewis definitely did that. Now, I'm fucking. First of all, I'm fucking with that song. That's why the whole joint had to play. Secondly, I like that TDE. I'm fucking with that. I like the sound.
They stay on task.
Nah, that's not true, because Isaiah Rashard is some sloth.
He ain't on TDE no more.
Oh, he's not?
Breaking news.
Oh, that's a smart move by TDE, man.
He was beefing with them on Twitter like not too long ago.
I guess that's why he wasn't on tour.
Yeah.
Really?
Tough.
That make a lot of sense, though. Mm-hmm. He was some slaw. I'm gonna be real.
Was he?
Yeah, he was some slaw.
Don't do our Chattanooga homies like that.
Shout out to Chad. Shout out to Tennessee. Shout out to him. Hope he get a deal someplace else. Hope he is successful. Hope he's happy. He's some slaw. All right, man. Nicki Minaj, Queen. This was supposed to come out. First of all, it was supposed to come out last week. Mm-hmm. Then it got pushed back a week. Then out of nowhere, it comes out last week anyway. To the surprise of all the barbs out there. Queen. We've listened to it. We've had a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's inevitable that it's going to be compared to the other big female release this year, which was Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy.
Rhapsody?
Rhapsody was last year, and that was some slaw, too. But no, talk to me about this, Nicki. What were your expectations coming into the project, and what were your initial thoughts after listening?
I had no expectations for this Nicki project. And I say that not to hate on her, because...
Sound like hate.
Nah. I never listened to a Nicki album in full, because we never did a review on a Nicki, so I had to listen to this one all the whole way through. I'm not a big fan of Nicki Minaj, though she can rap her ass off. So my expectation on this album, just leading up to it from the music that I heard, that it would be really bad, because the songs that I heard coming into this weren't good to me. I thought that she was kind of falling off and wasn't in the know. But that wasn't the case. What did you expect coming into it?
Man, I was interested to see how she would bounce back from Cardi dropping that fire album, though.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all remember, let's rewind way, way, way back in the time machine, February, mm-hmm. March. When Cardi dropped her album, a week later, Nicki dropped two singles.
Mm.
She dropped the Chung Lee and the Barbie Tings. And the Barbie Tings was horrendous. And the Chung Lee, I really didn't like, although it grew on me. And so my expectations were, oh, it's a rap then. Like, she shook. She's scared. She dropping beats that sound like they came out in 1990. Meanwhile, Cardi's in 2018 with the shit. She in 2018 with the flow.
That's her thing, though. Nicki like the old. Like, she was talking about New York grimy type beats, though.
She leans toward that, and that's fine. Coloring outside the lines, because that's not what's popular right now. That's cool. You ain't got to rave wide. Wave ride and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, back against the wall, though, Nicki actually delivered a solid project. And I've listened to her albums before. I thought her first one was good. I haven't really liked anything since.
Mm.
This one, though, I thought this was pretty good. Like, this was up there with her first album, I thought. Like, she cut down on the bubblegum pop shit.
Mm.
There's maybe a handful of R&B type songs on here, when usually it's split half and half. And so I wasn't mad at this album. I think some of her issues plagued her on here, which I'll get to in the lowlights a little bit later.
Mm.
But I've always thought Nicki was talented, and I thought she could beat a female Drake.
Mm, no, I don't see that.
Nah, because she can rap well, and she can sing well enough.
One of my favorite songs on here is her singing, and I get to that once we go over.
See, that's what I'm saying. So you know how Drake shit is usually half and half.
Yeah.
It's usually mixed up. Literally, this last one was half and half, but it's usually mixed up, half and half. But his shit isn't pop R&B all the time. I mean, you know, once in a while, he'll give you a pop joint. But her shit be pop UK R&B, and that shit be trash.
So that goes to my overall thing with Nicki. You set that up perfect. She's not as vulnerable as Drake is. So, like, Drake can do the half and half, and he can get on there and sing about his feelings and his emotions and his mom. And there's nothing wrong with that because that's the type of artist that Drake is, and it fits him well. Nicki not letting you in. That's
she
Teflon.
Does that sometimes.
That's
what I'm
saying. She can't do it enough to, like, have a half and half album. It seems like she struggles to let people in because she don't trust that people are going to do it right when she let them in. I mean, that's just what I get from the music and her interviews. So I don't think that she could do both. I don't think that she could do both and it not be poppy because she likes to be funny and keep you at a distance. And Drake letting you all the way in there. Drake like, oh, yeah, I'm crying about this. I had this happen and it upset me so much.
Stop.
I'm so upset.
Let's not go over the edge.
I mean, that's what he does. And Nicki can't do that.
Let's not do the scorpion any kind of way.
I'm so upset. I'm mad right now. Like, Drake is good at that. Nicki going to be like, I don't care.
No, the difference is, see, this is what she should have been on in first place.
Mm-hmm.
You have your hit rap records, which is what you came in the game known for.
Right.
Then you can have your smash R&B joints, just like what Drake had. You can have your female version of In My Feelings.
Well, no, you can't do that because, as we'll talk about on the Flex interview, she takes so much pride in saying, hey, I write all of my shit.
Okay.
I write everything, and she's not writing down those emotions that Drake is letting out. Like, that's never going to come from her.
Why
she's not that vulnerable.
But this is what I'm saying. She has R&B shit on here. We've
heard
it.
But the reason that Drake R&B shit is good because it's so personable. Like, nigga, what, the first song on Views, Marvin's Room? Like, Nicki could never do shit like that because she don't want people to know that much about her. Even when Safari started talking and shit, they hit him with NDA. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't want people to know these things as to where Drake, the only thing that he's hiding is a child.
Right.
So
he's hiding the child from the world, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Or world from the child.
Of course. But, like, that goes to, like, she don't get me wrong. Like, Nicki is rapping her ass off on this album.
You done said that twice, and I'm not sure you believe that.
Her bars, her structure, and especially after I watched the Flex interview and then went back, that's why I say that, because she said she write her own shit, taking jabs at whoever it may be, but she rapping. Like she's really going through her structure, her flows, like all of that shit is on point. It just it's cookie cutter. It's like
yeah,
it's not what you really want to hear.
But see, that's my thing. Would you consider Drake cookie cutter?
Mm-mm.
Overall. Mm-mm. Not saying he doesn't have a cookie cutter song or two or three.
No, because like I said, he has emotion in his shit. She don't got any emotion in her shit. She got what you want. She wants you to think it's Roman or whatever the one of her nine personalities are, as opposed to you giving her Onika. Is that her name?
I believe so.
Yeah. Drake gonna give you Aubrey. Here's Aubrey. Hey, here I am, buddy. Hey, I'm lame and whatever, man.
Really?
I ain't shitting on him, but he likes to do that. He likes you to think of him like that, and that gives him an advantage. She wants you to think of her as that bitch. Like, she got a song. The Rich Sex song is like totally out of place at this point.
Yeah, it don't make sense.
Like, that makes no sense. Like, we know you're not fucking broke niggas. How many broke niggas getting around Nicki Minaj?
There shouldn't
to
be
even
none.
Have a chance. That's exactly. So you ain't even got to put that out there, but she has to do that because there is an image that she's trying to keep up, and she thinks that people listening to her want to hear that, but they don't. The reason why Cardi is so cold, because she has that. Like, she ain't got to sing it R&B. She's just going to keep it real with you off the wham.
True.
That's why people like her. Nicki not going to do that.
Her Instagram account is her R&B song.
Yeah, exactly. You want to know how I'm feeling? Like, she taking the selfies out the Offset knocked out that they just got through fucking, like, yeah, like, with the ugly smile and shit, with the bonnet on.
Facts.
Nicki not doing that.
No.
And that's why people love Cardi.
And so, and not to make this a
Nicki versus Cardi.
Or no, not even that, but like Drake equals.
Oh, okay.
I just want to hit this home, though, because there's a window and an opportunity where she could be on that level. Because Drake will reach back and do a song with a Little Baby or do a song with a Block Boy JB. Meanwhile, Nicki would do a song with Ariana Grande. You see what I'm saying? Like,
okay, now, okay.
Come on, dude.
That is a great point.
But that goes
to
your
point. Is it because of the competitiveness in in female hip hop? Because like I could see,
is there?
I could see a Nicki and Cash Doll song, but will Nicki not do that because she don't want Cash Doll to get like in her circle to be as big as her? Like, is that a real thing in female hip hop? I don't know.
I don't know if that stigma is still, or if that's a thing still.
Do you hear that?
Them days is over. She could have broke the wall through that and been a pioneer for it and been eaten. Drake hasn't lost steam because of that. If anything, yeah, he's gained it.
That's a great point. Because like you said, she go with Ariana Grande and then
the
she go get
pop acts and shit, man. And
even with the female features, it's Foxy Brown. Like, why not?
But that's respectable. That's respecting homage, though.
It's cool, but like you said, that's a great point. Why can't it be a Rhapsody? Why can't it be something like a Tink? Why can't it be a new generation as to where Dreezy, whatever? It could be somebody in a new generation as to where she, like, big up in them, too. That's a good point.
That's
what keeps Drake hot.
I know she's missing opportunities, dude. So I said all that to say,
the City Girls and Nicki thing would be crazy.
I agree.
Yeah.
But again, Drake put the City Girls on his shit, and look what that said.
Yeah. True.
That's a window that, whatever. I say all that to say, the album, I actually don't mind the album. The album is cool. It's up there with her first project. If I had to go with my highlights, I would say, of course, the Barbie Dreams is the one that got everybody talking. That's a play on Biggie's joint. And it also kind of reminded me of How to Rob 50 Cent, when he name dropped everybody on How to, you know what I mean? Some people knew it was a joke, and some people actually got hot about the shit. It kind of reminded me of that. The joint with The Weeknd continues to body shit. And the slow joints, Run and Hide and Come See About Me, I thought were dope. You know what I'm saying?
I like Come See About Me. That was a fire song. That's the vulnerability that I'm talking about that she showed a little bit on there.
Yeah.
For me, Nip Tuck was really good. I like
that. That's awesome, Slaw.
I like Nip Tuck. I like how she was rapping on there and her formats and all this.
Good show, Slaw song.
Miami. Your show is terrible. Oh, my God. Miami, I like that, too.
Okay. Yeah, that was cool.
The Dreams. Like that,
yeah,
like,
that's hard.
That right there was dope. Like you said, the How to Rob and the Biggie still in that. And then that's getting her a lot of play in the interviews and got a lot of people talking online. Like, that could be a dope little single, especially if she could gather some people up to be in the video and shit. Like, it would be something viral or some shit
And it didn't seem forced. It was clever.
No, it was good.
Yeah, that was a really clever play on, you know, some of the throwback shit.
It was fun.
And it fit Nicki's, like, to me, that fits her personality. It's paying homage to Big. It's old school New York shit. Like, she's into that. And she's not necessarily out here on the Mike Will beach trying to make trap shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe a Cardi sound is catered a little more to, like, that Migos sound.
Yeah.
So she did her without stepping outside of her. And so I actually like the album. The album is actually pretty solid. I'm going to keep it 100. What were some of your lowlights? What didn't work on him?
The vulnerability. I keep going to that. I would like to hear Nicki, as opposed to telling us, hey, I'm a bad bitch, I'm this and I'm that, I don't fuck broke niggas. Like, tell us how you got there. Similar to J444, like, put the seeds out there and let people know how to build up to what a Nicki Minaj is. I don't think that she does that enough. And I would like to hear, especially at her stage in the game, a 444 type of album, because she's talented enough to do that. Slow it down a little bit, show a little bit more emotion. She ain't got to talk about Safari or Meek Mill or Nas, though it would be dope if she did like a Song Cry type song with that.
Yeah.
But I just want some more vulnerability, some more realness from her as opposed to the character that we see.
First of all, the Safari shit, her back and forth with Safari is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
though.
Like, I'm not even doing it.
No, that shit,
like,
funny,
what?
Though.
It's yeah, funny. I mean, it's funny. It was funny as fuck.
The hair.
But if I'm her, I'm not pay like 10 racks for the hairline, buddy. 12, hey, to be exact.
Listen, that's funny. It's when then Tiger name got thrown in it.
Would you get a new hairline for 10,000?
Nah.
10,000, you ain't doing that.
Nah, it's tempting though. Safari hairline. Does Safari hairline look like it was bald?
Yeah.
No, it don't.
Yeah, it do.
I ain't looked at him enough, Paul's enough to.
When he was in Breakfast Club, you could tell.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. See, I ain't know that.
Yeah, it's strong too.
Like LeBron strong. Like,
no, not that. But you can tell it's too, like, it's Steve Harvey.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that
gotcha,
right,
gotcha.
Ross had that done too, didn't he?
Rick Ross has always had a hairline, though. He just had his hair cut. Yeah, some people had a haircut low for no reason.
Allegedly.
But you can see, look on the first album cover. You can see it's right there.
Oh, okay. He ain't got the Florida peak in there.
Man, but nah, the back and forth is hilarious. I will say, my lowlights, though, her bars, they're super hit or miss. For every clever joint, like you have the Barbie dreams, you'll got some cringeworthy bars on here. If she needs to stop saying that you're my son metaphor, like that's supremely played out. So she's got some cringeworthy lines on here. And then, you know, it could have been shorter. You know what I'm saying? Cut this down to about 14.
Yeah.
Then it'd have been cool.
Was a long album.
I will say this, though. Her interview, speaking of long shit, pause, her interview with Flex was about an hour and a half.
Of Flex rambling?
And 79 minutes of it was Flex talking. And I'm like, yo, dude, like, he cut off 1,000 times. He's a terrible interviewer. And he said,
so what do you think, Nikki, about? And then she starts to answer. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Because in 96, I was back with, like, stop. Nigga, we don't care.
We don't give a fuck. I don't care what session you sat in on. I don't care where you were at when Jay battled.
If it was his interview, then maybe.
Yeah, no, that's different.
But you're talking to Nikki. We want to hear what she has to say. And too many times he asked her something and then just rambled off.
I will say she made it very clear that she wrote her own shit, like you said.
Yeah.
She wanted that to be. She even name dropped a couple of joints on here where she did them from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
Hook, structure, bars, the whole nine. She's like, dude, you can ask Wayne, Gucci, whoever you want, dude. They're not writing a goddamn thing for me. I thought that was interesting because the rumors were that Safari had helped out on all a lot of her shit, like Bees in the Trap,
right,
and things like that. And she murked all of that. But there is like a sting, though, and Flex did make this point that was a good point.
That's it.
That when Lil' Kim came in the game, we knew Big helped her. When Foxy came in the game, we knew Jay helped her. So, like, that kind of set the precedent to, okay, if you're a female, then you got a dude somewhere helping you write. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of normal. So, it's never really been like this taboo thing. And she's like, no, I'm finna tell y'all right now, like, this is 100% me. Da 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 da. And is the comparison fair or foul? Like, oh, it's okay if she got help, somebody writing her shit. But when Drake came out, Flex was jumping down his throat about the shit. Like, do we care? Does it matter if Nikki has somebody write her shit? Or these are obvious shots at Cardi. Let's just be 100% honest. Yeah. Because she doesn't write all of her stuff.
I think with Nikki, she's more of a rapper than Cardi. Cardi's more of an entertainer. So it's acceptable. Just like when people, now that the backlash from what Drake did with the reference tracks has died down. It's acceptable because he's an entertainer.
Everybody, no, because he's written for other people.
Whatever. Stop. However you want to spin it as a Drake fan. But it's acceptable because he's Michael Jackson. He's not Prince. Just like with Nicki, she's more of a rapper. Like, she's always been on there. Even on the Monsterverse, that was her, like, breakthrough moment in the game. And she was holding her own with Ross, Jay, and Kanye.
Yeah.
So it's different for her, and I feel like she does take offense to that because she came up in a different era. I don't think that Cardi is judged over it because, like I say, she's more of an entertainer. So to answer your question, it's not a harsh thing for her to come out and say, like, no, that's not me, because I've taken pride in that from day one. And even comparing it to Drake, he wasn't that type of artist from day one where you're expecting bar after bar after bar after bar. He came out with successful, and he came out with entertaining tracks that didn't have to bar you down. So when it comes at, oh, he got help with this, it's not a surprise. People, like, they like to hate on Drake, so they took it further than it should have been taken. But like she said in the interview, there are reference tracks out there for a lot of songs.
Yeah, for
a lot of your favorite rappers didn't have the hook. A lot of your favorite rappers didn't have them last 8 bars.
Yeah.
So that don't really take away from it. Like you said, Drake writes for other people. He writes hits for other people. So I don't really give him too much backlash. Now, if you're telling me a nigga writing for Dave East or some shit like that, that's totally different. You know what I'm saying? That's totally different.
Yeah, now that's always interesting, man, how people look at it. It's maybe I don't know, man. Like, people look at females writing and not write. Like, it's so they get passes if they don't write. That's interesting. We'll see where this conversation goes moving forward, because Nikki wasn't going. She was talking that talk. But do us a favor, at On Deck TV Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know what you thought about the Nikki Queen album. Did it live up to expectations? Is it better than, fuck it, we're comparing it. Is it better than Cardi B's shit? Can you compare the two? Because one is writing and the other one isn't. Like, are they even in the same league? Let us know, man. And of course, go on Facebook. Follow the Rap Chat, man. It's the group. That's the conversation after the show. Make sure you check that out as well. We got new music coming up from Yo Boy Neff the Pharaoh.
Yeah, heavy West Coast on the music this week. So this is my boy right here. I fuck with me.
Man, this joint is called Victim featuring OMB Peasy. Check it out.
I'm like, damn, another black body in the streets and the judge let the cop off free. On my mama, that shit weak. They don't care about our race. The niggas get shot, white men get tased. You mean to tell me if I'm selling DVDs, trying to make a way to eat? They gonna shoot me in my chest and watch a nigga solely. That's why I hate the police. And I raised my son too. Baby, we got melanin. That's why they wanna hunt you. And I be trying to talk to God, but I don't think the nigga hear me. Jaquez just got killed and I ain't been thinking too clearly. Can't even slide at the reason that he died. We lost the cutty on the freeway drunk driving. I just wish that I could hug him, tell my nigga that I love him. He just had a baby girl, now she finna grow up thugging. It's hard being black, but I'm happy that I'm is. Crackers gon' tell you all niggas ain't shit. All I ever wanted was to be the top nigga. The way the world work, I'ma be a cop killer. A racist man put on a badge just so he can pop, nigga. Before you lit, I hope you butter had that Glock with you. All I ever wanted was to be the top nigga. The way the world work, I'ma be a cop killer. A racist man put on a badge just so he can pop, nigga.
Man, that was Neff the Pharaoh with Victim. How you feel about that?
Love it. I like the message the young kid doing. He's one of the young kids that I can understand. He does his own thing. He ain't trying to be an old head. He's fun. I like it. It got a little consciousness in his music. I like Neff, man. I'm a fan.
You know, I can respect that. Good Bay shit. Oakland shit.
Oakland, the town.
Absolutely.
Don't get it fucked up.
Shout out Neff the Pharaoh, man. Check out his new project. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
But just Google Neff the Pharaoh and there you go. All right, man, next up, before we get out of here, ooh, this is interesting. I think for the first time in On Deck TV's history, we're about to have a segment on battle rap. This is the first.
Shout out to Jeff Ease.
This is the first, guys. Will you watch, man? Rare Breeds rap battle event is going down this Saturday. The headlining event is the return of Murder Mook versus the Midwest legend A Verb. Several undercards, including my guy King Los,
battling Head Ice. Backed out.
Nah. He was battling Daylight, and Daylight backed out. That let me down. So he's battling somebody named Head Ice. I'm barely familiar with some of these cats. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. I just know King Los is the best rapper alive. So he's gonna. It should have been the main event.
Wow.
Are you checking out this Rare Breeds rap battle?
So shout out to Big Jeff over there at FSP. I almost let your whole government slip a little earlier, but he put me up on this battle. Said it was coming this weekend. I'm not familiar a lot with battle rap, so I looked at a couple of rounds that he sent to me yesterday. I still got to finish it. I'm more amazed that people pay $125 to sit here and watch these men spit on each other.
Yeah.
Like going back and forth. But they are entertaining, guys. I looked at the dude yesterday, the Midwest dude.
A-Verb.
I looked at him yesterday. He pretty hard.
Nah, he tough.
He pretty hard.
He is. Mook tough, too. He just been out of the game a minute from what I've understood.
Okay. So you know what? I'm going to check this out. I'm going to try to get more into battle rap because I looked at it a little bit yesterday. It wasn't that bad. So if you guys can point me in the right direction. Like send me the like classic shit, where they ranked that. I want to know some shit before the fight happens.
Daylight got some shit though.
Does he?
That's an entertaining weird dude.
Daylight.
Where he got from? The Spawn tattoo on his face.
Oh, okay, I seen him before. Yeah,
he be trolling his ass off. He got hella Vlad videos.
That's the dude
he be trolling
on Vlad where he was talking about. Yeah.
He be trolling like and shit. Yeah, okay.
I didn't know what he did or why he was on Vlad.
He got some clever battles though. Him and Charlie Clips.
They really be putting on though. It's like you got to be like a comedian, a rapper, a presenter.
Because it's about the timing.
Yeah.
So like you got to have
you
got to
control
shit
the crowd. Like that shit difficult, man.
So it's going down Saturday 1 to 7. It's hella undercards. Yes, that's a long time, guys. That's a long fucking time.
Stage seats 300.
Really?
Yeah. Would you pay 300 to see that? What if it was Los or like Joe? What if it was a famous rapper?
No, I just watch this on. I don't know.
Drake said he wanted to do it. They got him up out of there.
Yeah, they sure
quick.
Did. I remember
his
that.
Team was like, "Nah, sit down, bro."
Yeah, chill out.
Because if you get embarrassed up there as a like professional rapper,
well, Joe Budden got embarrassed up there.
I mean, he retired. Okay, he does his
true.
Podcast.
That's
now.
True.
Shout out to Joe and a very entertaining podcast.
That's true.
Friend of the show.
He got out of there.
But he got out of there after that happened. Joe retired. So
I don't want Drake to retire. So cool out. Don't do it.
You know who I put up there?
Who?
Big Sean. Big Sean already slick, kind of funny. He got good timing. I don't know if he's aggressive enough, though. Like, you got to be real aggressive to do this.
Man, they be in each other's mugs.
Y'all can't do that. You can't touch me and, like you spitting. Like, yeah, nah. Pointing, like, nah. Niggas knocking niggas' hats off. No. Not doing it.
Mm-mm. Anybody got time for that? I'll check this out when it hit YouTube 2 weeks from now. I'll most definitely be watching that King Lowe's battle, though. He finna murder dude. Like, dude, cold.
I want to see it.
Cold, 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 cold. So y'all let us know, man, who's watching the Rare Breeds rap battle. It should be fun. On deck of the week, we taking it to the rap chat?
Let's take it to the rap chat.
Who you got?
Frank Nitty the Don Neal. Yes, I do read whole names. So Frank Nitty the Don Neal posted in the rap chat, which album do you prefer, Cardi B? Or do you prefer Nicki Minaj's new album? And he put an interesting comment in the body of it. It says, I feel like the Cardi B's album is catered towards men and women as to where Nicki is only talking to the barbs. Do you agree with that?
Now, that's a fair assessment. I said that when Cardi came out that guys could ride to it in the whip. Mm-hmm. You laughed.
I did.
Obviously, my guy Frank Nitty agrees.
Y'all are the only two guys riding listening to that. No. And Offset, but go ahead.
Cardi makes rideable music.
That's why he got pulled over. He was banging that card. And they was like, man, who is this nigga listening to Cardi at maximum levels at 1 a.m. in the morning in Covington, Georgia?
Nah, you can do that. For her project, I can understand. If I get in the whip and you listen to Nicki, it does feel kind of like, I'm like, are you okay? You want right. talk? You want to talk about some
shit? You got
shit?
That come see me on.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, bro, you going through some shit? But if you come through with that Cardi, it don't look funny. I'm going to be real.
That's true.
So that's a good point, man. Good looking, Frank Nitty. Appreciate the comments. Keep up the good conversation in Facebook.
We appreciate it. He's been a member of the On Deck TV Rap Chat since October 30th, 2017.
That's real.
Vet in these streets.
Appreciate that, big dog. New music. Trippy Red's album, Life's a Trip, came out last week.
Trash bag.
Man, listen. That was some of the worst music I've ever fucking heard.
How did dude get on? What happened? Was it like a viral moment? Was it Vine?
I mean, some SoundCloud kid shit.
Oh, SoundCloud.
He really took off on XXX single, Fuck Love. He did the hook on that. That took off. Shit is trash, dog.
Did you see how he was promoing his album?
Did you see how it was trash?
XXX called it. Well, not X.
Called him from the grave?
Six, yeah. Six, because he's an angel. 6ix9ine right. called him and told him his album was some slaw and it was going to flop. That was the promo. Like, he FaceTimed and put it on his Instagram.
Oh,
and
yeah,
shit.
And I did.
He's like,
that.
Oh, your album's going to suck, bro. Like, that's how they do it.
6ix9ine's a prophet. Because yeah. that shit, whining on with auto-tune for 15 something, like, bruh. Mm. I can't do this one song on there toward the end that was listenable. I was like, okay, this is cool. Nah. But man, that shit trash.
I'm all the way out on that.
And I wanted to like it too, man. I'm hot about that. I was hoping I was going to get that surprise that I got from X, listening to X shit. Like, oh shit, I got a surprise, all right.
Shit.
Also, Aminé just dropped.
My boy.
That's your man. 1.5 is the name of the project.
Yes, sir. I can't wait to check that out as soon as we get done.
I can't wait to check that out.
That's mad music right there. That new 19 out.
Mad music. That's fair. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. Lil Pump, Harvard Dropout, comes out Friday.
That CD finally coming out?
I mean, he had one last year.
It's old.
With Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
I'm out.
You ain't fuck with this?
No, I'm out.
It's skidded.
I'm out. I am out. Out like a light.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
I finally am moving in, so I'm moving all weekend. Everything's done. Everything got closed up.
Don't nobody move no
finna
more.
Get my basketball court built.
For no reason.
Yes, to shoot shots, to put up old man horse shots. Ain't no 3-on-3 tournaments happening. In the backyard shooting. Clearing my mind. So that's it. That's what I got up for the weekend. What you got?
Fantasy football.
Oh, it's a draft.
Got a draft.
I ain't doing that shit.
I played 2 leagues last year.
You won. That's the only reason you're playing.
I won the money league and got last place in the FSP league.
So you see, you're supposed to bow out with the kneeling. You won. That would have been my lay. I'm out. They would have been hiding me.
Now I need that bag again.
I'm daily fantasy shawty if I do anything. I ain't trying to pay that much attention to the NFL this year. I ain't going to lie.
You say that now.
I say that now.
And then every week, my Cowboys, let y'all go 2-0.
I really ain't trying to pay that much attention to them either.
Let y'all go 2-0.
And that's going to happen
every
anyway.
Fucking week.
That's going to happen regardless.
See?
Yeah, I mean, so.
Fuck out of here. Hey, guys, do us a favor, though. This is important right here. We are preparing for the new mashup.
Yes.
Very, very soon. We need you guys to send us questions.
The mashup is FSP.
Yep.
Fresh for Dummies.
Yep.
On Deck TV Podcast.
Yep.
All getting together. So that's fashion, that's sports, and that's hip hop.
Yep.
So send us your questions.
The questions don't have to be fashion, hip hop, and sports, though.
Anything you want to know about Realville Media.
There you go.
Let us know.
Anything. We don't give a shit.
Ask us. Ask away.
That doesn't mean it will get answered, but ask anything and we'll choose the best questions.
And if it's real funny, we'll choose it and won't answer it if we don't.
But send questions to freshfordummies@gmail, ondecktv@gmail. Yeah. You can hit us up on Deck TV Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook.
DM them. Drop them in the rap chat if you like.
All of that. We're going to gather all of the questions and go through them on the mashup.
Yep, and that's coming to you soon, very soon. So as we're planning that out, get those questions in to us. We appreciate it. You can text them to me if you know my number.
There you go. Same for me. Also, have y'all been watching T.I.'s Grand Hustle on BET?
Is it a new show alert?
New show alert. It's about 4 episodes in, and it's dope. Mm. So I get it. Everybody might not be on BET Wave right now. Like, I ain't watched BET since Rap City. Cool. Fair enough. I get it. Cool story. But this show was hard, though.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. And now you got recaps from us.
Yeah, we're recapping.
To look forward to.
We're grading the hustle.
Absolutely. So go on our IG.
Yep.
All right. Click on that IGTV that nobody uses. And watch our show, Grading the Hustle, where we recap every episode. It's 4 of them up right fucking now. You can check them out. We'll have one up after every episode.
Yep.
There you have it. More content, man, from us at On Deck TV.
And to continue to get more content, rate, subscribe,
please,
and like on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you find our podcast. Let people know that you're listening. Tell somebody that you listened this week and what you felt about it. Tell them to listen. Hopefully we grow from that.
Absolutely, man. And until then, we'll be out. Chill.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.